Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry in for Boomer today. Boomer will be back tomorrow. So Aaron Rodgers visiting the Pittsburgh Steelers today. Sounds to me that's where he wants to go.
Maybe.
Because maybe. If the Giants are interested and the Vikings are interested and Aaron Rodgers on this first day where, now I know because he's a June 1st designation, all that, he could actually,
doesn't have to wait to the tampering period. He's actually a guy that could, I think, just join a team now because they've already decided they're going to move on from him. But if he's going to Pittsburgh or wherever, he's meeting the Steelers somewhere, and that's, these other teams are involved, that means that obviously that's the top team on his list.
You would certainly think so. A tough division too, but that's a team that's good every year, and I could see what would be attractive to him. It's a historic franchise. It's a team that's always in the playoffs. They're always 500 or better. You've got a coach who has been there forever. There's a lot of stability within the organization. It's attractive, and now you got DK Metcalf that's come over on a trade. George, I mean, that's a good team.
Aaron Rodgers, George Pickens. Relationship will be interesting.
It might be good. It might be brutal. But at the end of the day, that team, they're going to have an opportunity to win games.
Yeah, I mean, so you've got obviously the Ravens who were very good. The Browns are going to stink again, and you got the Bengals who have a miserable defense, but are going to be great on offense. So yeah, I mean, it's not as if he couldn't take that team to the playoffs. I mean, they were in the playoffs last year.
Exactly.
Didn't do much, but think of it.
The sporadic quarterback play they had, starting with Fields, going to Russell Wilson, Wilson not playing well at the end, so much so there was conversation. Are we going to go back to Fields? No, we'll stick with Wilson. But their big problem, I shouldn't say their big problem, but you know, you didn't feel like in that playoff game against the Ravens, offensively, they had any chance. And I don't know if Aaron Rodgers at this stage in his career changes that, but I do think if he can play at a above average level, not an MVP level, but an above average level and give you better quarterback play than they had last year, they'd be a good team. They could be a double digit win team again.
Yeah, I mean, I think that where the Jets and Giants are right now, they're going to have to build from within with great drafts and some shrewd free agent moves to attract good players again, because the Jets put themselves in a position for Aaron Rodgers to be interested, but the whole thing blew up. And now they got a new regime and a bunch of newbies, and it just seems horrible, and the Woody Johnson meddling. And the Giants are in a spot where they were basically the laughing stock of the league in their 100th season with the whole Saquon thing and being as bad as they were. So, like, the reason I bring this up is if they really were interested in Aaron Rodgers, they're way down that list as far as a team that he would want to go play for outside of the fact that he doesn't want to sell his house.
Which is a big deal. I think he just moved in a year and a half ago. So that, to me, makes sense. But, you know, a caller called up earlier and said, no one wants to come to the Giants. Nobody wants to come here. You know, if I'm a defensive player, why would I not want to play with Brian Burns and Dexter? Dexter Lawrence is one of the best defensive players in the game right now.
Yeah.
All right, maybe Kayvon Thibodeau was underachieved, but there have been flashes. Defensively was not their problem last year. If I was a defensive player, I would actually think the Giants would be a place that I might want to go fit into. And offensively, you talk about what they've been. All you can do is go up. You can't be worse offensively than they've been. So to me, while I understand what the caller's point was a couple of hours ago, I would almost look at it as a win-win. Now, you want to say instability with the head coaches you don't know? All right, maybe. That's certainly on the table. But ownership that's been in place for 100 years, essentially, I would think it's more inviting than some people are saying. I know they haven't won. I know they've been embarrassing. I know they used to, all that Saquon Barkley. I get it. But, man, if you could just get a little bit better offensively and you get a little bit better defensively, it's not such an embarrassment.
Yeah,
it's
not. They're not breaking any ties, though. Like, we were talking about the Stafford thing. Even though the Raiders stink and have a bad roster, it just would be a better situation for a guy like Matthew Stafford. He wouldn't have to move as far. You know, Boomer, of course, with the tax stuff is right when it comes to that. It's a no-state income tax state as opposed to what you have to deal with here in New York and New Jersey. And Pete Carroll, guy, you know, Tom Brady's there. I mean, all of these things. So, I mean, there's just a lot of, it's like, what do the Giants have going for them right now if you're a big-time player? Malik Nabers, Dexter Lawrence,
Well, I mean, I gave you a couple, yes. And Malik, I didn't even mention Malik Nabers because if I'm a quarterback, maybe that's a guy I want to throw the ball to 20 times a game. I mean, you know, even Daniel Jones in the beginning of the season and Malik Nabers, they had one game in Washington, Malik Nabers saw the ball a lot in a game that they should have won. If not, he, you know, doesn't drop a ball. I just don't look at them as, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. I don't look at them as the Jets or the Browns. I don't. And they've been that. I readily admit that's what they've been, if not worse. I don't see it that way.
Yeah, I mean, right now it feels their history, of course, washes a lot of that away. But right as it's the organization stand right now, I mean, they're right there with them.
I know that,
especially with this quarterback situation. I mean, they basically are the Cleveland Browns. They got the third overall pick. The Browns got the second overall pick.
I know.
They've got a coach on there who won Coach of the Year, but of course is on the hot seat.
Oh, for sure. And is the GM.
Yeah, of course.
It should be.
Yeah, so all right. If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Steelers, Sam Darnold goes to the Seahawks.
You know what it is, G?
Yeah.
The Jets have had these top picks, and what have they done with their quarterback selections?
Oh.
Nothing.
Yeah.
This is the first time that I can think that the Giants are going to pick a quarterback this high that brings another level of intrigue to them when otherwise they've been, I don't want to say trash because they did go to the playoffs a few years ago, but the last couple of years were just awful. It just feels different to me. I feel like been there, seen it, done that with the Jets. Prove it to me before I'm going to believe that they're going to pick the right quarterback. I feel like with the Giants, this is kind of almost new and exciting in a weird way.
Yeah, they're going to have to get one of those two guys now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's nowhere else to go. I mean, they're going to have to get Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. They just...
And I think they will. I do.
So who's... I mean, and who are they going to play? You know, like, who is going to be the starting quarterback at the beginning of the season if you don't want to throw those guys into the fire?
That's another question. So which retread is going to be under center to start the season? I don't know the answer to
that.
It's
going to be ugly, man.
It might be
really ugly.
It might be, but there still will be that sense of you've got your future quarterback until you don't, and he goes out there, and if he's not good, but at least you won't know that until he takes the ball. I mean, there's no other way to view it other than unless we're just going to walk into this season saying there's no season, let's just get to the NBA, which you have every right to do, what we've seen. I'd like to have some sort of optimism, and I know I'm reaching, but it is there.
All right, so do you think Sam Darnold goes to the Seahawks now?
Why would you go there? They just got rid of Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. Why would you want to go there?
Well, because they're probably going to pay you the most. That's why.
All right. Well, if they're going to pay you the most, then go there. I mean, that's what it's all about anyway, I guess.
No,
cash,
I mean,
cash, give me cash.
Well, really, I mean, there's no other team I think is going to pay him. The Vikings aren't going to pay him what he wants. I mean,
what would the Giants give him? The Giants not going to compete with the Seahawks? Do they even want him?
Sound like the Giants are interested.
Oh, that's a different... And I, to be honest with you, and I don't know that I would take him either, only because, not because of how he played the last two games. Forget that. I just don't know that I want Sam Darnold in this environment again. I don't know how he will be treated by the fans, because if he comes here and has a couple of bad games, you know what it's going to be written about and said about. Same Sam Darnold, can't handle New York. I just don't know how I want to go down that road.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm him I want to go down that road either.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. He might, all right, forget the Giants. He might not be interested in coming here.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like I could see Sam Darnold in that Seahawks uniform. I could just see it. And then, you know, they still have... You know, they got the two good running backs in Walker and Charbonnet. They got Jackson Smith and Jigba there. They could do some things.
Who else? I'm literally pulling up the teams now. Who else is quarterback needy right now in terms of a starting job?
Well, this is why. Right. I mean,
is that it?
I mean, it's the Jets. It's the Giants.
That's not working.
It's the Steelers. I mean, and if you want to throw the Vikings in there, but I don't think they're, I mean, they're not needy.
They're not needy, but boy, he did. So what about Indianapolis?
Yeah.
That would actually be a pretty good place.
Yeah, but Daniel Jones has been linked to Indianapolis
as well. Oh, for God's sakes.
He has been.
Okay. All right.
Linked.
Link this. I mean, Daniel Jones. Terrible.
Hey.
And I was one of his biggest supporters.
Yeah. I don't know. He's going to be on the Vikings roster, I think. Kevin O'Connell apparently loves the guy.
All right, how about this? How about the Giants trade for Kyler Murray and Sam Darnold goes to Arizona?
That's not terrible.
That's not terrible.
I would love for Kyler Murray to come here. I really would. I think that'd be awesome.
You could trade for Kyler Murray, then not draft one of these quarterbacks that some people, not me, but I have no idea. Some people will say aren't deserving of being these top picks. You could go trade for Kyler Murray, and then with that 3 pick, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
And that would be ideal.
How about you trade back and you get numerous picks? How about that?
Kyler Murray on the Giants. That'd be fun. It would be fun.
You are right, though. There's not a ton of spots that are available right now in terms of the starting quarterback position. Not a lot.
Yeah. I mean, and if you're Sam, you're not going back to the Jets. You're probably not going to go to the Giants. Minnesota doesn't want you back. That's why it's going to be Seattle.
Do you think there was a point in this season that the Vikings, what's his name? The GM, Mensa, what's?
Quessy Adolfo Mensa.
Him. Do you think him and the head coach got together and said, this is our guy? Until the end, where they're like, uh-oh, good thing we didn't give him a contract extension. Because he was playing at a very high level.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they, I don't know, it's hard to say. But at some point, they probably, when they beat the Packers and they were dumping all the water on him and everything, I'm sure they were thinking, man, I mean, this has the opportunity. He's only 28 years old. Opportunity to be our guy, and maybe we trade J.J. McCarthy. But, of course, I mean, he told the Vikings he wasn't going to cut it in those last two games with his play. He just was miserable.
Yeah, no, I know.
Gotta move on.
It does suck, though, that a body of work of, let's say, 17 games, right? Because then it was 1-1. So 17 games was fabulous. And those last two is the lasting impression.
But they not all games are created equal. The last two was to get the one seed NFC. And then the next one was a playoff game.
I'm well aware.
And
I know.
Sucked.
Yes, he was. I
couldn't get rid of the ball.
I understand.
Awful.
And that was Daniel Jones's problem. Can't get rid of the ball.
True.
Unload the football.
And he was getting rid of it the entire season, Sam Darnold. It was amazing.
Gun-shy there at the end.
Steve in Boundbrook, what's going on, Steve?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Gio?
Hey, man.
Hey, up until that last Giants game, which meant nothing, if you remember, the Giants offense put up 20 points, I think, twice all season.
Yeah, I know.
And Jerry
touchdowns
said,
were rare.
Jerry said, if the Giant offense could get a little bit better. Jerry, what planet are you living on?
What are you talking about? Numbnut?
You said if the Giants offense could just get a little bit better. You said that 10 minutes ago.
Yes, I did.
So what are you talking?
And I'll say it again, jackass.
So,
what if they got a little bit better and actually scored a little bit more?
Clown.
You're an
what
idiot.
What a clown.
Hang up on
you call me a jackass.
Goodbye. Good Lord. Oh, yeah, we know they couldn't score. That was the whole point. If they got a bit better and got better quarterback play, I don't know how you can argue with that. They couldn't get worse. Couldn't get worse.
Yeah. Clown, jackass.
What was he yelling at me for?
I don't know. I think he's just an angry Giants fan. I think that he knows that his team stinks. And
I'm actually trying to give you a blueprint for them not to be terrible. I wasn't ragging on them.
I think he was saying they don't need to get a little bit better, like you were suggesting. They need to get a lot better.
But no, because it was the quarterback play that was atrocious.
We all know the guy's an idiot.
Yeah. Like, if you're not, you're going to tell me they don't have decent wide receivers, a decent tight end, offensive line when healthy was relatively good the first half of the season. The quarterback play was the problem. So if you got decent quarterback play, they would score points. Think, for Christ's sake, wake up.
Yeah, you know what
Come on.
It's been a long time since you've seen that offense.
I know it has been, but you've got good defensive players. You've got, I really
and
believe.
And who is that guy? If it's not one of the rookies, then who the hell is it? I don't know the answer to that. That's what they have to decide.
No, I know, but that's the issue. But you can't imagine them getting much better.
If you had a quarterback that played at an NFL, I'm not even saying an MVP level, play at an NFL level, just be an average NFL quarterback that would unload the football, that team had enough talent to score a hell of a lot more points than they did. To me, the giant rebuild on offense isn't, you know, widespread. You need a decent quarterback. Again, I'm not saying you got to go out and get Lamar Jackson because that he's not going to fall off of out of the sky. I understand that. I don't know if it's Sanders or Ward. Don't know. But what I do know is if you could just get decent quarterback play, they should be an NFL offense.
Yeah.
And they're not that far away from being at least an average price. Get your head out of the sand or out of your ass and wake up. I tell you. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. So who do you think it's going to be? Who are we starting the season, Jets and Giants, week one starting quarterback? I'm going to say the Jets, it's Justin Fields.
That seems like that's the direction it's trending in, yeah.
I'm going to say the Giants, week one starting quarterback for the Giants.
I'm going to stick with Kyler Murray.
That'd be cool.
I'm going to go with that because I don't think they're going to want to start a rookie week one. I clearly don't know that, but that's going to be my guess. I'm going to say they are going to make a push for Kyler Murray.
Do you think that there's any chance that they draft the guy and then have Tommy DeVito start the season? No. And not bring in one of these dusty vets?
I don't. I think they would go retread dusty vet.
Yeah, that's the consensus. Most people believe that. I'm just thinking, because they did re-sign Tommy DeVito. So it's like, are they thinking maybe we give Tommy DeVito 4 or 5 games?
You know who would love that? Tommy Lugauer.
Oh,
Tommy Lugauer would love that. That caller just ruined my day. I thought we had a nice morning going.
We did have a nice morning going. But I mean, you can't. I mean, it just, you know how these things devolve into the name calling stuff back and forth. It was funny from my perspective.
That's right. You love it. I get that.
Well, it was funny. It's just I love when you get going, you jackass, and you know, drive into a brick wall and loser.
You know what it is? I feel like I am trying to
be positive about the Giants.
Positivity into the Giant fans' mind because there's been a lot of negativity, and I really don't believe they are years and years away from being a decent football team. I don't. And I have no reason to believe that Shane and Dable are good. Yet I feel like they know what they're doing. I just wish they would do it already. Need a quarterback.
Yes.
Need a quarterback.
Not that easy to find.
Clearly.
All right, Boomer and Geo with Jerry in for Boomer on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo joins us. Another update and moment of the day. We don't have any reads here, Eddie, so we'll go right to break.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Beautiful spring-like day out there today, so hopefully you can enjoy it. CeeLo is here. He's got another update and moment of the day. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, well, as we outlined for you very early this morning, it was a rough weekend for New York sports again. Jalen Brunson injured. The Knicks lose Friday night. Giancarlo Stanton might need season-ending surgery. Garrett Cole might need Tommy John surgery. Brandon Nimmo's got a bad knee. Francisco Alvarez has got a broken helmet bone in his left hand. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. The Rangers lost two games that they really couldn't afford to lose. So, you know, a lot when you add it up. Excitement ahead, though. We've got NFL legal tampering beginning at noon
just
today.
Just one thing on Garrett Cole here, Andy Martino.
Oh, we have an update on his situation?
Well, not an update, but just the latest.
Okay.
Because there's some expectation the Yankees will get final word on Garrett Cole as soon as today. No optimism to be found on this one,
Ooh. But
team waiting on final opinion.
Boy.
Massive bummer of a situation for Cole, the team, and the fans.
Remember when he opted out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knew this is where we'd be a few months later?
I want the Yankees to go back and redo that. Say, hey, enjoy free agency.
Yeah.
Well,
doesn't sound good there.
You go. Add that to the list that I just rattled off.
No optimism to be found.
I think the over-under is on Jacob deGrom starts this year.
1.5.
No. You think he gets like more than 23, 24 starts?
Probably not.
Man.
I'm curious now that you say that, the last time he had that many starts.
And will he reach 50 for his contract with the Rangers? I said no.
50 starts, period?
Correct.
How many more years does he have left there?
Better hope so.
Thought it was a 5-year deal?
You said he wasn't going to make 10 starts a year when he first signed that?
Correct.
He hasn't made good call.
He hasn't made 50 starts since the end of 2019 total. 2020, which was obviously a shortened year. 12,
60 season, game season.
21, 15, 22, 11,
23-6 last year, 3.
Yeah. Oof.
So, yeah.
So he's got 9 in 2 years with them, right?
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah, I think in the beginning, I'm winning that one.
Surgery out, and then in the end, right? Yeah. He had a couple at the end of last season.
Yeah.
That's when he came back.
That's one we don't really, we always talk about the players that leave here and do great. We never really talk about the players that leave here and that's a disaster.
No.
Yeah. Well, this is one of them.
And think about that. That was one of their big free agent signings. He did nothing, and they won the World Series.
Yeah. Yep. That's why David Stern doesn't pay pitchers.
Well, NFL legal tampering. Get excited.
Yeah.
And the Steelers are all the rage right now. DK Metcalf is in. Now they're trying to figure out who's going to play quarterback. Will it be Justin Fields? Will it be Russell Wilson? Or might it be Aaron Rodgers who's going to meet and talk with the Steelers? Fields has a decision to make himself. And just a refresher, we mentioned this earlier as well. As far as the Jets are concerned, they have interest in Fields. If that doesn't work, SNY's Connor Hughes said they would turn their attention to Marcus Mariota or Carson Wentz.
Awesome.
So buckle up, Jet fans.
Let's go.
Tyrod Taylor might be the answer, as he's been on the roster the last year and change or so. If you can keep him healthy, maybe he can give you some good starts along the way. And former fifth-round pick Jamien Sherwood re-ups with the Jets. 3 years, $45 million, including $30 mil guaranteed. You got the Nets and the Lakers tonight at Barclays Center. Coverage on the Fan, 720. L.A. just had its 8-game winning streak snap Saturday in Boston. They'll come to town now and face Brooklyn. All the Knicks continue their Western swing. They're in Sacramento late tonight, 10:30 tip against the Kings. Big East tournament coming up this week. It gets underway Wednesday. Seton Hall with the 11 seed against Villanova. The winner plays the 3 seed UConn Thursday night, and St. John's as the 1 will play in the first game Thursday. That's a noon
so
tip.
Are those games going to be on the radio?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Where?
Conference tournament?
Yeah.
Same place they normally are? No?
Well, that's the app. Well, they're not on the radio.
Okay.
The well, then, I know NCAA tournament,
so
they will. I'm wondering
tournament
if they will
as
for
well,
the conference
no?
tournament. Yeah, I'm just wondering if they'll be on the radio somewhere. I know in the NCAA tournament they'll figure out a way to be on the radio somewhere. I was wondering about the Big East tournament.
Don't know the
Didn't
answer.
See. Okay. Just curious.
Maybe we can text Mink and inquire.
Well, I could ask Brandon, too. He'll know.
I think Brandon's doing all the games from here on out.
Yeah, well, especially the ones at the Garden. Garden, it's easy for him, no doubt.
All right, well, you've got that. And this was the final call from Saturday's OT win at Marquette.
R.J. Lewis with 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, one-on-one. Lewis, straight away three, bouncing off back iron, no good. Rebound comes to Ross, taken away by Wilson. Edgefor loops it up and good at the buzzer. And St. John's wins. How about that? The Red Storm come away with the victory here in Milwaukee, 86-84.
Wow.
Man,
good job managing the oxygen there on St. John's Radio as they get the road win to wrap up an exciting and successful regular season.
What are they, 27-4.
27-4.
Right?
27-4. And the one seed for Big East tournament. They'll get the winner of Providence and Butler in that first game on Thursday. Meantime, overtime at the Rack, Jersey Shore Arena yesterday.
Jersey Mike's Arena.
That's what I meant.
Jersey Shore would be cool.
I meant to say Jersey Mike's. I wrote Jersey Mike's.
Speaking of the
Shore,
did you go to the Asbury Park St. Patrick's Day parade?
I did not. I went to the Belmar one last weekend.
Oh, okay.
For a few minutes. I'm not a big parade guy, Jerry.
Well, no, I know that, but I know your girlfriend is, and I thought you were going to go this weekend, too. Okay.
Nope.
He went to dinner instead, and then felt guilty about what he ate at the restaurant.
Wow. Okie doke. I was just curious.
The ingredients weren't up to par. I got to get that restaurant. You said one restaurant in Monmouth County that has acceptable ingredients. We'll have to discuss that off there. That's what he says.
One restaurant.
Yeah, one.
And that's the reason for all these injuries, too, by the way.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I heard that.
Garrett Cole wouldn't be going for Tommy John if he would just cut out the seed oils. That's the takeaway.
I've been saying that for years. Switch over, get that canola oil out of your diet, and you'll be throwing 200 innings, no problem.
Stanton's elbows would be fine.
Yeah.
You know, all these things.
Maybe vitamin deficient in some cases.
Perhaps.
There might be something to that. I don't think it's the whole story, but it could be part of it.
I guess you could counter that by like all these older pitchers back in the day that weren't getting hurt.
They were eating Hungry Man.
Yeah, right.
Different ingredients back then.
That's what smoking cigarettes. Yeah. And
that too.
Yeah, clean tobacco.
Well, you got an answer for everything.
Clean tobacco.
Was Paul Mall clean tobacco back in the day?
Before all the additives were added.
The additives were added. Oh, ow. Here you go. Jersey Mike's Arena yesterday with Jerry on the call.
Patterson, dribble drive, jump pass, taken away by Harper. Harper goes right at the rim, lays it in.
And Rutgers takes a 69-63 lead with 1:42 to go in overtime.
That's Jerry here on the fan. Rutgers would go on to beat Minnesota 75-67 in OT.
Scarlet Knights. See if they have the spin move here.
Get the 11 seed.
No, they don't. Harper made a move, G, that was just dazzling, if you will.
Oh, you tweeted out, you quote tweeted the video, didn't you?
No.
What did I see? I thought you perhaps commented on something where you said, like, you know.
I said final regular season game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confusing you with my buddy Craig Helfgott, who's a big Rutgers fan.
Oh, okay.
Consumes all your stuff.
Oh, that's very
nice.
And
he put out the video of said spin move talking
pretty cool,
about how
right?
we're going to look back and realize this guy was here for 1 year and he's so talented and all
but
that.
But it's 1 year. He's 18 years old. Yeah. 1 year. We're 19 now.
All right, well, you'll get USC on Wednesday from Indianapolis, so enjoy that trip. Hope it goes well for you later on this week.
Right on.
At the Garden, Rangers fell behind 3-1. They took a penalty in the second period. Braden Schneider scored a shorthanded goal, and then less than a minute later...
Chinnikov slowed down, broken up by Kreider. Here comes the man again with Kreider. Kreider's the man again. Kreider scores! Another shorthanded goal to tie it 3-3.
I mean, Sam sounds great. The
awesome.
Garden's up for grabs. You know, first time the Rangers have scored two shorthanded goals, killing the same penalty in 11 years. You'd think they'd do something
you would
with
think
that.
So.
Yeah, they never scored again. Columbus was 4 unanswered, including a hat trick for Adam Fantilli. Blue Jackets 7, Rangers 3. Some quick post-game thoughts from JT Miller.
Well, we just had too many breakdowns. I guess on behalf of, I got to be much better. I think our line on the wrong end of things too much today, and that's on me.
It's on him, Al. Starts with him. There
it's
you go.
It's on me.
It's on him.
Yeah,
he's new around here, and he's already got the post game speak. So not a good weekend for them. They blew a lead in Ottawa Saturday. They get their butts kicked on home ice last night, so not good. But still, just 1 point out of a playoff spot. The Devils beat the Flyers 3-1 down in Philadelphia. Cody Glass scored in his team debut, and Eric Halla broke a lengthy goal scoring slump, upwards of 30 games.
Wasn't Cody Glass the name in the Brady Bunch, the sister's fake imaginary boyfriend?
Cody Glass.
Yeah. Wasn't that...
Before my time, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm not that much older than you.
Jan?
I watched reruns. Yes. Her imaginary boyfriend. Remember everyone meet him?
George Glass?
Oh, George. Okay.
The mystery
Maybe
behind
it was George
the
Glass. Okay.
Pretty Bunch.
George my Glass. Bad. I don't know why I thought it was Cody, but
well,
okay.
You got the right
George Glass.
You got the right last name.
I did. Okay.
Eric Halla breaks the slump, which we heard led to this post game last hour.
The defense is almost more important now with Jack Hughes out.
Well, I don't know. You tell me. You've been tripping about my goal scoring for the past couple months, so I don't know. Yeah.
All right. So he has that, but he also acknowledged.
If I've ever been on a schneid like that before, so I was getting a little frustrating for sure.
Schneid and the chirping. It's interesting because he's finished.
A long time.
He's been in Minnesota since he was 17. So I guess he picked up some of that accent up there. Islanders lost to the Ducks in Anaheim 4-1. Also from the Caps game yesterday, Alex Ovechkin continues to chip away.
Wilson was trying to feed Ovechkin, but in tight quarters, Ovechkin got it away, he scores! A backhander from the red line! He did it! Ovechkin scores from long distance! It's goal 886!
Also, career point 1,600. That was on Caps Radio. Empty net goal for him as they beat the Kraken 4-2. They had one of those Donnybrooks in that game, G. Big line brawl. Guys were getting after each other. You know, even those East-West games sometimes, they get a little jacked up. I love those hockey players, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's when people start talking about hockey, yes. Right? It was a big hit that's illegal, and then some line brawls. That's when everybody gets into it.
That's the way it goes. Yeah, that's the way it goes. All right. Not a lot of sound today, so I've got moment of the day for you.
All right, very good.
All right, so you were outlining three things that went down at your friend's St. Patrick's Day party, Bayshore Parade, in and around there, that basically reinforced your age, getting older. Mm-hmm. Number one was the guy that came up to you and asked if you were Gio and then said that his dad loves you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Then we had the young guy who dressed as St. Patrick but dyed his beard gray, yet you've had gray beard for about 15 years
so.
Mm-hmm. And then number three was outlined here.
Our friend Little Boomer, Scott.
Okay.
So Scott is a little person, and we hire Little Boomer for Boomer and Gio Live, the second one, the first one at the Paramount. Turns out that he does this leprechaun gig at my friend's St. Patty's Day
party. Small world, man.
Yeah, no pun intended. So I'm waiting for him because we had plans, and he was getting there at a certain time, so I'm waiting for Scott to show up so I could talk to him and see him, you know? He comes in, and the place erupts, and they're going, Scotty, Scotty. So I pull out my phone to video his entrance. and I'm smiling, holding the phone. And then this young lady, probably 22 tops, taps me on the shoulder, goes, "Sir, you're not recording." And I went, "Thanks. Appreciate that." And I was like, "Scott, good to see you, man. I got to go home."
So I'm a school teacher. I'm a phys ed teacher in Staten Island. You know, I teach all day, this and that. And we have this new substitute teacher, 27 years old, smoking hot, right? So every now and then I notice, you know, she's coming around the gym to ask me where this classroom is or how these kids are or this and that. So I kind of think she's like flirting me with a little bit. So I feel like, great, I got my bravado going, I'm feeling awesome. Only to find out, like, 3 weeks later, she's trying to set me up with a 52-year-old mother.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh, that one hurts. Oh, that one really hurts.
That's tough.
That's definitely worse than your three things, yeah. No offense.
Yeah, no, of course. No, it definitely is. I just wonder if, like, people recognized him, and he's talking about, like, his colleague who's smoking hot. Smoking hot.
I thought the same exact thing.
All right, very good, CeeLo. We'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Wednesday.
All right.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Shout out to the Suffolk County firemen and women who were out there battling these wildfires over the weekend that really looked scary there for a while. And of course, we know how devastating the ones out in California were. So, you know, the Pine Barrens out there around West Hampton and Suffolk County by Sunrise Highway had gotten out of control, and there were some high winds, but they battled it, got it 80% contained within hours, and then took care of it the next day. But I was out east on Saturday, and luckily we just missed it because we would have been right in the middle of it on Sunrise Highway. But that was, it was incredible how quickly it happened and how quickly they got it under control.
How far out was that?
It was like West Hampton area.
West Hampton?
Yeah.
And the video online that I saw was just, I mean, devastating, frightening, whatever word you want to use. It was brutal.
Yeah, about 600 acres ended up burning, but they got it under control. So, and then there, I saw when we were driving back from Greenport, which is north, and this was more south, but we were driving back, I saw a lot of those brush fire trucks that were out there on Sunrise Highway. I know this is a serious situation, but that kind of looked like a cool thing to drive. You know,
get the truck.
Because it's one of those brush fire trucks where you drive through the forest to get to where they're, and it's got a big cage on the front and everything, and just being like a dude. You know, you think of that, man, I love to drive that thing, just knock over trees and
you
stuff.
You still have time,
there.
G.
No, I don't have enough. I'm not brave enough like the people that were out there actually.
Yeah, it takes a special person, man. That is tough stuff.
And especially like a drop of a hat like that, you have no idea. I mean, it's like there hadn't been a Pine Barrens fire like that for many, many years out on Long Island. And next thing you know, you're grabbing one of those trucks, heading out there and battling all day.
And you mentioned, you know, because L.A. obviously dealt with it and is dealing with it. And that's one of those stories, too. I'm not saying it's not covered anymore. I'm sure it still is. But it's one of those things where it's the biggest story in the country until all of a sudden it just kind of, for them, it still is. But out here, it's like you almost forget about it.
Oh,
it's
sad.
Well, I know.
I mean, it really is. Just on to the next thing. All right. So I saw this headline here and I wanted to read it to you. It's not the thing I said in the break, by the way.
Okay.
It's not that. Doctor reveals why people fart more on planes and how you can stop it.
Oh.
What do you think the reason for that is?
Because they eat terrible food at the airport.
See, that's what most people suggested. This doctor is saying it's the cabin pressure that's doing it to you.
Yeah, I disagree because I don't have... So when I fly, I make sure, especially commercially, I usually fly in the morning. I don't like flying if I can avoid it because I feel like you got a better chance of actually getting to your destination if you've got an early flight. I will make sure I don't eat breakfast. And I will only order a pretzel. That's it. And I don't mean the greasy pretzel. I mean just like a regular pretzel. And if they don't have them, a bag of pretzels. That's it. And water. No issue whatsoever. And even with Rutgers, I don't, you know, I see guys getting pizzas and burgers. And, you know, I'll go as calm as possible. No issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look at the airport, people are eating this. There's one when I was coming back from Vegas. A guy's eating this gigantic bowl of chili. I'm like, ugh. How do you get on a plane then after
And why
that?
Does everything smell so bad on the plane? Like everything. Like something that like you would think would smell good. Like if you see someone like whip out a cheeseburger that they got, and you're like, if you saw that cheeseburger in the terminal.
Wouldn't faze you.
But when it's someone's eating on the plane, it looks and smells horrible.
I don't know. It's a good question.
But they're not saying that. They're saying the food choice is just a small bit of it.
I think it's
that's the cabin pressure is making you pump them out on the plane.
I don't know how many people are pumping them out.
This is a doctor.
Yeah.
This is a doctor.
All right, fine.
This doctor also says, on average, we should be farting about blank to blank times a day.
What?
All right, so think about it. So there's two.
Oh, I get you.
So I want you to guess. How many times between?
6 and 8.
No, way more than that. 14 to 23 times a day. But if you start to get over 30, then that's a problem. But 14, I feel like that's a lot, isn't it?
Why is it 6 to 8? So, yeah, 14 to 20-something sounds like a lot.
Yeah, so I think Boomer's got a problem.
Flatulence by infected farts.
I mean,
you're sitting here with him every day.
We're going to have like an intervention with him because he's way over 30. Like, he's like 30 from 6 to 8.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Well, he eats big meals the night before, usually. I mean, he comes in here talking about this place he was at. This place
when he goes out to eat.
Yeah.
That's when I know it's bad. Like, I already know it's coming. When he'll sit down, look at the makeup, I'll be talking to him, and Allie's there, and he'll go, yeah, I went out to dinner last night, me and this guy. I'm like, oh, no, here we go. He's just going to be tearing it off the whole show. I got this sole. Oh, what does he love? That one sole dish? Sole de macro. What's that one sole dish that he loves? It's a almondine. Is that a thing? Sole almondine or something? He eats this filet of sole that he loves, like a stuffed filet of sole everywhere he goes. That one, just forget it.
Knocks him tomorrow.
Got to get that Laramie Tunsil gas mask and wear that in here.
Yeah, I don't get the sense he's grilling a piece of chicken, having some sweet potatoes and, you know, maybe some cauliflower at night.
Well, I think he eats healthy when he's making himself stuff, like when he's at home and he's eating at home. But when he goes out to eat, he hammers it.
We all hammer it.
At least I do when I go out to eat.
Did you see, just because it's somewhat on topic, and this is a news story, did you see the Air India flight?
No.
They were, so I know you guys saw it too. You said, Al, it was coming to the United States?
No, it was going from Chicago to Delhi.
Okay, so it was from Chicago. So it was Air India, I believe is what it was. They had to turn around because the bathrooms were clogged with stuff.
Yeah.
Think about what that scene is. And they had no bathrooms available. It's a long flight. So they couldn't, I don't know if
there
wasn't.
There was one bathroom left.
Oh, there was one. Okay.
There's two different reports. One report said there were 10 bathrooms and 9 of them were bad. Another report said there were 12 bathrooms and 11 of them were bad. But what I don't understand about it said it was 9 hours into the flight and they turned around and went back to Chicago.
Right, like why not finish the flight?
Or land somewhere where you are.
I don't know.
There was 11 bathrooms on that flight?
See, I don't understand.
Well,
that
it's
either.
Probably one of I didn't see it. My guess is it's one of these double-decker gigantic
flights. They still
flights.
Fly double. They don't have double-decker planes anymore, do they?
Don't they?
I didn't think so.
I thought
the Airbus was the biggest thing.
Maybe that is.
I flew that Airbus to Italy. There couldn't have been 12 bathrooms on that thing.
Well, but if you could have 4 in the front, 4 in the middle, 4 in the back.
Yeah. Air India does have a double-decker airplane.
I've never seen that.
But you're talking about, you know, what the cheeseburger smells like on a plane. And I'm not being funny. I fly a lot.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, your flight and your plans get derailed because of that? That's awful.
Yeah, I mean, 9 hours in.
At 9 hours in. And you're right. I don't understand why you wouldn't land somewhere else. That makes no sense either. So 9 hours in, now you're going to turn around for, like, how much longer was the flight? To finish.
Chicago to India?
I have no idea.
That's something went really wrong in my life if I'm on that plane.
Well.
Chicago to India. That's something went haywire.
I don't know. Are there beautiful beaches in India? I have no idea. I do not know.
No, but I'm just saying. I would not be in Chicago. I would not be flying to India.
Oh.
14 and a half hour flight.
That's insane.
So something doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
so they had
5.5
hours to get to their destination. They went back 9 hours. That doesn't make any sense.
They wouldn't have enough fuel even, really, if you think about it, because they had to keep going.
Yeah, between the inconsistencies, I'm starting to call BS on this whole story. None of it makes any sense.
Yeah, it's Air India flight forced to return to U.S. over clogged toilets and 10-hour debacle.
So maybe was it more like 5 out and then 5 back? Maybe we read it wrong. They weren't 10 hours in. Maybe that's what it was. And you're over the ocean, so they turn around.
It says passengers on board an Air India flight to Delhi suffered a 10-hour trip to nowhere when the plane was forced to circle back to Chicago because all but one of its toilets became clogged and inoperable. It was making its way over Greenland on March 5th when 11 out of the 12 toilets broke. And the business class, it was located in the business class section for 300 passengers to use.
Oh.
The extended, this is from the Post, the extended pee-pee dance began nearly 5 hours into the 14-hour trip, forcing the airliner to head back to Chicago.
So it was 5 and 5.
5 and 5.
But even still, why would you not stop at JFK? Like, why are you going all the way back to Chicago?
Because the plane was probably inoperable. They had to get a new plane, and we just can't pick up a new plane in the middle of Greenland.
And then if some people want to maybe go home and not get back on the plane, they got to be back where they were. Okay, that makes sense.
Air India said as part of their investigation, they found bags, rags, and clothing had been flushed down the toilets.
11 out of 12 of them? I mean, that's someone just
that sounds like someone sabotaged the plane.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like.
Yeah, but I mean, why?
Why don't they have sugar muffin?
I don't know. I don't. People are strange, man. I don't know. People are just strange.
You remember the time here? Oh, this is so bad. That the guy was someone who wanted to get revenge on somebody, which was the wrong thing to do because the person who had to clean it up probably had nothing to do with this person's anger. But it was a time I was working down the hall with Brian Jones and someone stuck in the toilet a full roll of toilet paper and then dropped one on top of that.
Oh, come on.
Just horrible.
Jeez.
It was just horrible. I mean, because then you can't flush it. It's just sitting there.
You make me throw up.
God.
Again.
And I saw it, too. People I was like, ah! Yeah, that's a pissed off employee is what that is.
Or maybe a fired employee. Good God, man.
It's just on the way out.
Because if you weren't fired and someone found out that it was you, you should be fired. That is so disrespectful and disgusting.
Oh, so bad.
That is awful.
I can remember it.
What was the way you've flown a lot too? Have you ever had a bad flight experience? Because you know we read all these different things. The guys, you know, getting undressed the other day on the plane. We've had.
Yeah.
Also, have you ever had?
The worst one I had was when I was going down to Miami for my 40th birthday, and in a big thunderstorm just sat over Miami. And was not moving. It was just churning in one area. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't land at Miami because the weather was so bad. So we're circling to the point where we were running out of fuel.
Oof.
So we had to fly across the state and land at Fort Myers just to fuel back up to then go back and hope that thunderstorm was gone.
That is rough.
That was the only time. I never had like a passenger get naked or anything like that. I mean,
yeah, no, I haven't either. No, you know? It's rare, of course.
Yeah, that was the only time I was like a little concerned, like we're running out of fuel.
Yeah, no, that is concerning for sure. I've never had an in-flight. Now, I'm not talking about turbulence and things like that. Of course, we've had bad flights, a lot of them. And there have been landings in different cities because of fuel situations. And I've had that. The only thing I would think of is, and it happened 2 years ago when we went to Texas, when you wake up the day before and you get the text, yeah, your flight's canceled.
Oh,
like, what, huh?
Yeah.
Because if you cancel on them, they're not giving you your money back, but they can cancel on you. I will just rebook you on a flight. It's going to take you 19 hours to get where you need to go.
Right. With a 6-hour layover in
Idaho.
That's
what we had. That's exactly what we had. We had a layover, 6-hour layover in Charleston.
Ugh.
Yeah. Terrible.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Terrible, terrible.